WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Harrisonburg will continue to use the SPCA as an animal shelter, rejecting a bid by Anasira. Virginia lawmakers return to Richmond today. Can they come to agreement on expanding Medicaid and a budget? And forget cat-cow, goat yoga has made its way to Rock Bridge. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, April 11th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
The Rockingham Harrisonburg SPCA will continue to handle Harrisonburg's animal shelter services. On Tuesday evening, City Council voted unanimously to reject a bid by Anasira Veterinary Center to take over shelter services in the city. The SPCA currently holds contracts with both the city and Rockingham County to provide an open admission animal shelter. Anasira last year proposed a no-kill sheltering model, citing what it said was the SPCA's high euthanasia rates. In 2016, the SPCA's kill rate was 51%, among the highest in the state. That figure dropped to 45% in 2017, according to the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Anasira also claimed it could save the city money. In its vote rejecting Anasira's offer, council also voted to require the SPCA to provide the city with progress reports roughly every 6 months. And we'll have more detailed reporting from WMRA's Christopher Clymer-Kurtz on that decision tomorrow on the podcast. Also, Virginia lawmakers are returning to the Capitol to debate whether to expand Medicaid. A special session is set to start Wednesday, focused on the state budget and the health care program for the poor. Lawmakers failed to pass a spending plan earlier this year during the regular legislative session because of disagreements over Medicaid expansion. Several GOP lawmakers now support expanding the state's health care program for the poor to about 400,000 adults after years of opposition. But most Republicans still oppose Medicaid expansion, and its chances of passage are unclear. The passage of a state budget, either with Medicaid expansion or without, is expected to take weeks or longer. The first day of the special session is likely to be limited to procedural matters. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says President Trump is right that Syria should face consequences for a suspected chemical attack blamed for the death of at least 49 people. WCVE's Charles Fishburn reports.
Speaking to reporters, Senator Kaine said,
"The atrocities of the Assad regime are gruesome, and there needs to be a consequence."
But he says, not without a strategy and not without Congress.
"We should not begin an offensive war without a vote of Congress. There's no current legal authority that would allow President Trump to take unilateral military action against Syria. As serious as these crimes are, I think he could, if he makes the case, get Congress to support him. But the president is not a king, and if we allow a president to just decide on their own and take military action against Syria, it could be North Korea next week, Iran the following week, there's no end to this."
The president said yesterday he was planning a response within 24 to 48 hours. Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
More and more students are defaulting on their college loans. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope is digging into the data for Virginia schools.
New numbers from the federal government show the highest rate of student loan defaults is at Everest College in Chesapeake. 36% of the students there defaulted on their student loans. Now that's a for-profit college once operated by the now-defunct Corinthian College, which was shut down after charges of fraud and predatory lending. A spokeswoman for Everest says the business is now in the process of transforming from a for-profit college to a nonprofit organization, but Diane Standard at the Center for Responsible Lending isn't so sure that's going to fix the problem.
So we've seen a general trend among for-profit colleges to try to convert to nonprofit status for the purpose of essentially not having to comply with federal or, if they exist, state-level regulations aimed at for-profit colleges to stop some of these abusive practices.
The largest number of student loan defaults is actually at a nonprofit, Liberty University, a private college in Lynchburg. About 3,000 students there have defaulted on their loans, a 10% default rate. Robert Ritz is vice president of finance at Liberty.
Well, we've had a challenge with students that start a program and then stop. And we've tried to make sure that we retain them at a better rate. Also, there's a trend nationwide of students trying to start school just to get federal money.
Advocates for increased consumer protections are pushing the General Assembly to require student loan services to get a license to operate in Virginia. That effort fell flat this year, but supporters of the effort say they'll be back next year when even more students are likely to have defaulted on their loans. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally, goat yoga, doing yoga with goats, is having a moment right now. The West Coast fad has come to our part of Virginia, with Rockbridge County the latest locale to offer stretch sessions with barnyard friends. WMRA's Jesse Nadler drops in on one of these classes to find out what the bleat is going on.
On a recent Sunday afternoon in Rockbridge, 15 yogis stretched and posed in a toasty studio while four adorable miniature goats munched hay and cuddled underfoot. It might seem like an odd pairing, yoga plus goats, that to some might scream gimmick, but it's also just fun, says yoga teacher Susan Dixon.
It's definitely less serious than yoga in a normal yoga studio. Yoga is the secondary reason for coming, obviously.
Research does show that time spent with animals can increase people's level of the feel-good hormone oxytocin. Here's student Lorden Hoff.
One of them kissed me on the mouth while I was lying down on the mat.
Working out with goats is a reminder to not take yoga, or life, so seriously. Like when a goat has an accident in class, you just kind of go with it. The owners are on hand to quickly clean it up. Classes run Sunday afternoons at The Barn at Autumn Ridge. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. You'll find some cute goat pictures up at our website, WMRA.org. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Wednesday.